Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's okay, killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click, ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And yeah, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm his, at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay, one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we living no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. Sebo swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Get up.
Take his cool off,
boy.
So I just press it.
Early in the morning, whiskey on my mind.
Hold up.
Put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, with my b- hold up, whoa there. Let's capture this moment. When I own it, wanting every moaning. On the drone, and girl, we groaning. But that got me feeling like a kid with street lights on.
Street lights on, on.
You know I gotta go until it's
early in the morning. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Holla, 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 talk to the top of the man. You talking to a grown man. Like, wait, 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 too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just a anthem, get it? The anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I'm about to fall in gay and start late. Just let the song play.
Cause I don't really wanna talk too much, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone.
Whoa.
And it's just so amazing. So amazing.
So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rest, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
she's all alone. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play. This was all inspired by little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like I got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do
shit.
You fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold on.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
And what the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
stroking you out. Feeding
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the spine.
Girl,
what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in Gin and Rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She told a friend he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad? I got her under my spell, cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga, cause I rap. Put that dick in so far, she burp like your bag.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb. 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 Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too big. Dick too bomb. Dick too big. Dick too bomb. Dick too big. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick, ball out. The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club tryna take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch had at. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
girl,
it.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Yo, what's crackin', everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's time to wake your ass up. To wake your ass up. Morning show coming to you live and direct.
Wait a minute, Chris. You don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once. Big mistake.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on, y'all? It's 6:17 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, what's crackin'? You got your ass up. Listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hosted by yours truly, your boy, the Fat Man. I hope everybody is doing good this morning. Hope everybody had a good night's sleep last night. You know what I'm saying? I was just chilling, trying to rest my voice. You know, everybody was saying, damn, nigga, you sound like shit. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'm just trying to rest my voice, y'all. It's 46 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high today will be 52. It is raining today. You know what I'm saying? We got the rain coming in right now and everything. You know what I mean? So make sure you get your hot cocoa or your coffee. It's time to wake and bake. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning, that's up with me this morning. I know Denver, Colorado is already up with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I think they got 400 feet of snow last night. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know what today is. Today is Friday. You know what I'm saying? Friday the what? The 21st or Friday the 20 what? I don't even know the date, y'all. I'm still trying to wake up. So you got your boy up in here, Fat Man. We're going to do it real big. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next week. You know what I'm saying? And we got all the football games and all the basketball games this week. I got the scores. We're going to find out the scores, the final scores for November the 21st. You know what I'm saying? The NBA scores, the NFL scores, and the NHL scores. Y'all ain't never heard me give out no motherfucking hockey scores and shit like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So we going to get it in today. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's a Friday. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. Your boy Fat Man is just fucked up and everything. It's Friday. and everything, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in, y'all. I appreciate y'all rolling with me and everything. Big shout out to everybody that showed up at the Latin Grammys. You know what I'm saying? So just got all the love there and everything, y'all. I hope y'all see all the pictures we've been posting up. My man Camille has been posting up all the pictures from the Latin Grammys. This past Wednesday. So y'all make sure y'all go check out the pictures. If you want to hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. It's Friday, y'all. We about to clown up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Batman up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We West Coasted like a motherfucker this morning. Like I said, if you want to holler at you, just give me a shout out. If you got something to say, hit me up at 347-884-8810, y'all.
Change
in out here, y'all. Make sure y'all take an umbrella with
you. Get him a thump on, walk on.
A little chilly out here. Let's go, y'all. This is my man, Tubby.
One of the G's. WFC riders, one about the fans on camera with the folded bandana. It's me, the D-U-B-U-C and night train. Slipping two fingers, middle of the kidder once again. I bring a skip, skip, throw it up, give it up. I get rolled up, swore up, thought I told you. But this man, circle soldier, all stars, neck pieces, khakis and linen. The OG godfather with the blue feather in it. The shadiest, nigga was cracking. Who got the fracking? Nigga, what they calling for? Everybody gonna flow. Make way for the locust cutthroat with the real longest Moses. Walking in your casket, strike your penitentiary soldier. Straight bet, connect gang, get my set. Since a rook, I did everything in the book. Putting these things on you like bing bing when I hit you. Look, this rap game ain't ready for a real nigga.
Conscious clowning, we got thousands still out hanging the street. Players getting jacked from thinking out acting, y'all can't see the scene.
Come on,
conscious clowning, we got thousands still out hanging the street. Players getting jacked from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene.
Now bow to the shadiest, hood patrolling, west rolling, seven figure nigga still high five blowing, pistol holding, riddle with nothing but truth, jumping out the foe in the corduroy and house shoes. Well, see, a G been in these streets for years, been locking since the force MDs was singing tears. Now what the fuck a new nigga gotta say to me? I was pulling two of them when Katie was the beat. 1984, low Kelly for Serena, and Uncle Jam, Tommy Jack and niggas for fears. We run DMC and Jam, that's the first bus. We was snatching motherfuckers out of Nissan. Raised by a group of real killers and nick kickers that never ran on you, but was quick to put some hands on you. Man, y'all better figure us out quick. Ain't no rappers here, we felons trying to make money at this shit.
Not just clowns, we got thousands still out taking the streets. Players getting tight from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene. Not just clowns, we got thousands still out taking the streets. Players getting tight from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene.
The Caterpillar, Night Grinder, West Rider, Hood Rider Slider, Deuce 47 all day, every day, four deep in the corners in the rag Chevrolet. Started off minor, before I turned major, used to do it for free, but now I ride for the paper, man, circle, hit them up like, damn, where y'all from, and the knees on that gum, y'all know where we from, it's that 15th letter, two times with the S. Cut off sticky, wearing descender from the west. Steady square, dropping in the center of the crowd. With my flag on my head, tied ancient mama style. But ain't nobody tripping, cause we all about the ends. Plus, fool, I don't set trip, I set trends. Now after this, I'm giving y'all about a year. We gon' see how many niggas grow braids in their beard.
Not just clowning, we got thousands still out taking the stream. Players getting checked from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the same. Not just clowning, we got thousands still out taking the stream.
A little louder.
Players getting checked from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the same.
Come on, come on.
Not just clowning, we got
thousands. Yo, what's cracking, y'all? You got your fat man, you got your reporter. Got the fat man up in here, y'all. 6:23 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My man D. Jones said they got 22 inches of snow this morning. You know what I'm saying? Damn, boy, that's too much fucking snow for me. I can tell y'all that. Y'all, 6:24 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big this morning, y'all. You know what I mean? It's rainy out here on the West Coast. You know that type of weather. You just want to stay in the bed and bust that ass, bust that ass for the rest of the day. This is the best baby making weather that can come. You know what I'm saying? So you know, for all y'all that ain't got to work today, stay up under the covers, keep yourself warm. You know what I'm saying? Get that hot cocoa or that hot chocolate, that hot cup of coffee, you know what I'm saying, and just sit back and relax, you know what I'm saying, and roll with the fat man this morning. You got the fat man up in there, 6:24 a.m., y'all, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just looking at a lot of stuff that's coming through my computer this morning. just as some what is this? It's celebrity and arts news. Celebrity and arts news this morning. If anybody knows anything about Charles Manson, this is weird news. We put this under weird news, okay? If anybody know anything about Charles Manson, you know, Charles Manson has been in jail for so long, you know what I'm saying, for something that he did way back in the day. We're not really going to get into it, but if anybody knows Charles Manson may be getting married. Ain't this by the bitch? How the fuck a motherfucker that's been in jail? I don't know. And of course, it's a white girl and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because sisters don't do no dumb shit like that. They don't marry no motherfucker in jail that's a mass fucking murderer and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Charles Manson may be getting married, or at least that's what one of his biggest fans claim. Okay, you know, Charles Manson was in a cult, okay? He was in a cult back in the day, and he basically told these people to go to this Hollywood Hills mansion, kill these people and everything, a big movie star and stuff like that. It was in the papers for years and all of that, you know what I'm saying? They should have executed his ass long fucking time ago, but this motherfucker is still in jail, taking up space and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? She says, I'll tell you straight up, Charlie and I are going to get married. The supposed fiance known only as Star told Rolling Stone, I take it very seriously. Charlie is my husband. Charlie told me to tell you this. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about. Brainwashing, cult ass shit, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The notorious murderer Manson, 79, spends hours every weekend with his 25-year-old woman. Star told the magazine that she started writing Manson when she was 19, okay, in 2007. She moved to Corona, California, or whatever that is, Corona, whatever the fuck that is, to be closer to the Corona State Prison. There where Manson is serving a life sentence, okay? They gave him triple life, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I'm telling y'all. Charlie, however, has a different story. That's a bunch of garbage. That's trash, Manson told Rolling Stone. We're just playing for the public consumption. See what I'm saying? This type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? A scum like that, you still hold it in fucking jail, and somebody can fucking come and talking about they're gonna motherfucking marry this motherfucker. Boy, what is the world coming to and everything? People, y'all really need to check what the fuck y'all doing, who the fuck y'all dealing with and everything like that, y'all, because life is too short to be wasting your time on some bullshit like this, okay? Now, in other news, Eminem's stupid ass, this dumb motherfucker and shit, they say Eminem and Kim Mathers back together. Rapper has reportedly reconciled with his ex-wife. Now, how many songs did this motherfucker talk about how he was going to cut her up and put her in the back of the car and all that shit, and she was just so fucked up towards his kid and this, that, and the other and everything like that, and then you take your ass back and you're trying to reconcile with your wife after going through all of that unnecessary trauma? If you was going to stay with the funky bitch in the first fucking place, you should have stayed with her funky ass and stopped taking your fans and your people that's been supporting you through all of this bullshit all of these years. Okay? It says Eminem and his ex-wife Kim Scott Mathers have reportedly reconciled, and her mother thinks the two might even rekindle their romance. Oh, shit, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Kim's mother, Kathy Sluck. That's a fucking name for your ass. Yeah, she's slucked up and shit, fucking with this motherfucker. That's what did happen. Recently revealed to RadarOnline.com that the monster rapper and her daughter see each other all the time and get along better than ever. He's currently building her a new mansion just 5 miles from his own house on Mile Road in Macomb, Michigan. Okay. She has been clean of all these years. She just takes care of her family. She's doing very well, Kathy said. I think they might get back together soon. They get along better than ever. You know what I'm saying? Eminem, 41, and Kim met when they were just teenagers. They married in 1999, got a divorce in 2001, only to remarry in 2006, divorce again that same year. Their rocky relationship was married by drugs and other infidelities, and documented in songs like 2000's Rage film Kim. Okay. Well, my thing is this. Ain't no sense of getting with a motherfucker if you don't want to be with a motherfucker. If you don't want to be with nobody, it's best to leave them alone. I wish them all the best. Even Charles Manson's crazy ass, he going to fuck around and strangle and kill somebody else, preferably another white woman in this side of the other, because that's what the fuck he's in jail for. Man, oh, man, it's going crazy this morning. You know what I'm saying? It's 6:31 a.m. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to holler at me, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Yeah, I'm looking at shit. This shit's crossing eyes and this, that, and the other. Your man is still tired. That's right. I know I slept all day, but I got up this morning because, well, I want to go to paradise. You know what I'm saying? You got the first time I've been here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Time to wake your ass up. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. My man, LL Cool J. About to take you to paradise, y'all.
Through this before, acting like the L's can't bag them no more. Nightgown dragging on the heated marble floor. Flash Cartier when you open up the door. Slide these on, baby. So butter, still relate to the gutter. Just your lifestyle's different, spirit uplifted. Fell in love with a cat who's gifted. Journey back to paradise, damn, I missed it. Pop a bottle, light a purple candle. I got something that you can't quite handle. That's why you love me. Pour bubbly, glow from the flame, make your skin shine lovely. I'm singing, baby. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world. Paradise is very nice. Next phase is this. Black sand, Tahiti, 10 days to reminisce. God's my witness. I paid the price for paradise, so I'm living this. I never limit myself to L's fearless. Lay back while I illuminate the darkness. Like it smooth, don't you? Make it move, won't you? Think I won't? Take it to your peak, I know the mother cats don't. And it won't stop. This is beyond paper. First I get your mind right, then I might drape ya. Never pimping, raise my girls well. Young thoroughbreds get schooled by Uncle LL. C double, L tattooed on the bubble. Lay the mink down, let you walk over a puddle. True love is so rare, but don't you worry, I ain't going nowhere. You know why? Paradise is very nice. One hand on the jelly, at the telly on the celly. Get that money, Ellie, please believe it. If the mind can't conceive it, then the man can't achieve it. You gotta breathe it, and I breathe deep. I'm one with the universe. Minimum 10% go to God first. Lay back, baby, close your eyes. Ice on the pinky finger froze your thighs. So much shake, baby, the waterbed fries. Walk around nude in the suite yelling, recognize. Do your dance, baby, pour me a glass. It feels so good to have the world in the smash. Touch it, why don't ya? 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 Hey girl, oh girl, hey girl, I wanna rock your world.
If you made it, if you made it all real, then I'm your rival. Paradise. paradise is very nice. Baby, sky's the limit. You can see it, you can be it. It's on you. Word up. Everybody put your hands in the air. It's our time, baby. One love, one God. Recognize.
Just call me.
Wake your ass up this morning, y'all. Let's put that man up in here. Wake your ass up on the show. That's my man, LL Cool J.
And if you like me,
going to paradise,
come and talk to me. And if you want me, tell me how you feel.
Chilling right now, y'all. Going over some weird ass news. Y'all know me, y'all know I report the weird ass shit. Y'all know I find the most craziest shit to talk about in the morning. Check this shit out. There's a widow. A widow had to be a white woman. Trust me, it was. The widow sleeps with her dead husband's decomposing corpse for a year after his death, okay? Y'all tell me what sister don't lay in the bed with a dead motherfucker 5 minutes after his death, let alone a year after his death, and his rotten, stinking ass laying there and this, that, and the other. Y'all know a sister ain't gonna go for that shit. She gonna be like, ooh, this motherfucker stink, and he's fucking with my weed right now and this, that, and the other, because this motherfucker decomposing and shit, can't make up the bed and this, that, and the other. Got the house thinking of sprinkling bleach and shit and carpet cleaner all through the house because this motherfucker stinking. That's because your ass laying up in the bed with this dead motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Damn, boy, I swear, what the fuck do people be thinking about? Let's check the story out. It says a woman has been sleeping next to her dead husband's decomposing corpse for 1 year until authorities made the grisly discovery this week. Apparently, 79-year-old Marcel H. from Liam, Belgium. See, he told you, had to be some white folks somewhere. Crazy. You didn't hear that. That's old girl from South Central. They over there in Belgium doing this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Died back in November of 2012, okay, of an asthma attack, according to Carter's news agency. His wife was so upset that she failed to report the death, continued to sleep with the body until Belgian authorities made the bizarre finding on Tuesday, November 19th, okay? They were led to the apartment because the landlord claimed the couple hadn't paid the rent since last year. Yeah, no shit, I bet. Neighbors never reported a bad smell. The body had mummified. Ain't this spotted bitch? See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. And they got pictures of this shit. This motherfucker, skeleton motherfucker, laying in the bed, mummified with his shirt on, a flannel fucking shirt, and this, that, and the other, laying in the bed, and this bitch, nasty bitch, been laying up in the bed, sleeping with this motherfucker. I can understand you love your husband. You love your husband, you love your wife, but I don't love a motherfucker that much to lay my ass up in the bed while your ass is dead and your ass is mummifying, all right? You know what I'm saying? Check this out. This ain't the only crazy motherfucker. Since last year, a Michigan woman was found living with her boyfriend's mummified body. Months after his death, she had been cashing his Social Security checks after he died. She said, I'm gonna get mine. I got to get some get back for this shit because fuck this shit. I don't know how to get rid of this motherfucker. So she cashed his Social Security checks. But instead, she kept the body simply because she didn't want to be alone. Fuck that. And then she wound up getting charged for forgery. You know what I'm saying? So your ass wound up going to jail because you didn't want to be alone and left your husband's decomposing ass body in the bed to get them checks, and you wound up taking your ass to jail anyway. Boy, white folks, get some business, boy. You don't never hear, don't get me wrong, you hear about black folks and shit robbing motherfuckers or something like that or this and the other. You don't never hear about no sister laying in a motherfucking bed with no corpse or with no dead. Look here, a sister look at you crazy if you go to sleep too quick after sex and your ass is laying there and you ain't sleeping right or you ain't snoring. A sister get up and look at your ass, hey, nigga, hey, wake the fuck up, shit. Your ass ain't dying up in here on my ass today. And this, that, and the other. No, but a white woman will lay there and lay there and no, no, I can't. No, I love him. He's, oh, no, I can't do that to him. And this ain't that about a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I've heard of some crazy shit. That's the craziest. I wonder. Boy, y'all white people. I love y'all to death and this, that, and the other. But I wonder what that conversation was like if he really was dead and he was trapped in this coffin trying to get out. I wonder what that conversation would be like. Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure this is how that conversation went. A motherfucker who's probably trapped, ain't been buried or this, that, and the other, or a joker that's been buried alive, and he didn't. you thought his ass was dead, so you went on ahead and buried him. I'm pretty sure this is how the conversation went.
Calling the Wayne Cemetery. All our personnel are busy at this time. If you know your party's extension, enter it now.
Please hold while I try. The operator.
Good evening, you know me.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Listen, ma'am, I know this phone call sounds strange. Ma'am, I work at a funeral home, and I have narcolepsy. And I fell asleep in one of the caskets, and I think I'm at one of these cemeteries, and I'm calling from my cell phone. Did y'all have a funeral today?
We're closed here. And so I just
know.
Happened to be answering the phone.
I know, but did y'all have a burial today? Because, ma'am, I'm at a burial site. I'm calling for my cell phone, ma'am. I'm scared. Locked up in the casket.
You're what?
I think these men can bury me by mistake. I fell asleep in the casket at the funeral hall.
At which funeral home?
I was at Ed's.
At who?
Ed's.
At a funeral home?
Ma'am, I'm in the casket. I'm on my cell phone. The battery about to go dead. The last, it should still be flowers on the grave. Ma'am, I'm not.
We only had about 13 today.
Ma'am, they need to go check them, ma'am, because I'm in one of these graves and I'm not dead. I'm calling it from my cell phone from the casket. It's wet. Is it raining today?
Yes, it is.
That's what I know, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your cell phone number?
777-93 excuse me, 11.
777-9311.
Man, I know these niggas ain't know I ain't dead. They been burying me alive. Y'all never did this before?
No.
Ma'am, the casket had to be moving.
We don't handle the caskets. We don't do anything except when they come in here.
Well, I'm so glad they ain't do a cremation because they'd have been burnt up. Well, can you get somebody to go back out here and just call my name or something?
And you were at a funeral home?
That's where I was.
Is that where you work?
I was. I was down there and I didn't fell asleep.
And what is your name?
My name is Darnell.
Darnell?
Ma'am, listen, it is dark. The only light is in here that's on my self-dream cell phone. The battery is halfway dead, ma'am. I need somebody to dig all these graves open.
That can't be done.
Well, ma'am, how am I going to get out this casket?
Okay, you give me your hold
on, that might be my grandmama calling. I can't click over. I'm scared to click over. I might lose the signal. Say what, ma'am?
Click. Call you back.
Ma'am?
If you click over, I can call you back.
No. No, you might not get a
what
signal, ma'am.
What's your whole name?
Darnell Smith.
Smith?
Yes.
What is your home number?
Ma'am, I don't have a home number, ma'am. I'm at this cemetery.
I know, but you
okay,
got,
listen.
Who do you live with?
Can you go and look out the window?
And?
Do
send somebody to these graves and just see if they can hear me hollering. I think I hear somebody. Hold on.
Yeah, you got said, man. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Crazy shit like that. That's white people's shit. How the hell you get locked up in a casket? How the hell you wind up sleeping next to a corpse for 1 year or more? That's just fucking nasty. That's, man, I don't see how y'all can do that if it's that the other. I swear, man, wow. 6:45 a.m., you got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you got some crazy shit, something to talk about, this, that, the other, something crazy that you know, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We about to pay some bills. I'll be right back with more fresh news and more local news and international news. And, of course, we got my girl Tara. She's bringing us the nigga news in just a minute, y'all. So just sit back and relax. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake and Bake Hour. Roll with your man. We right back.
Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home. Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home, home. I'm gone. You keep on talking all that shit up on your two-way and your phone.
To be out here messing with all the ladies. Ask me what I wanna hit that for. Cause you sexy and I'm a baller, baby. Ask me why I got a nasty mouth. You the one that steady tripping with the sassy mouth. But when I get you up in the apartment, that's when they get the sparking and that's when we let the passion out. Like the way you walk slow in the room and smell as sweet as a rose and looking good in the red zone. Looking thick as hell, do it to me well. Got me sprung and I know I got your head gone. Either slow or faster, girl. When I'm gone, you trip is a disaster, girl. When I'm stepping to the tunes and that tunes, you wanna bring drama. And that's when I gotta ask you, girl, why?
You keep on talking all that shit off on your two-way.
Rubbing you down to make it passionate love. I put on a pair of Air Force One, 6 figures of jewelry. I met my guys at the club. Pulled up out front, yeah, we had the stunt. Hummer was sitting on 26. We about to do the dummy, finna blow a little money, steady getting scummy with these bitches. That's about when you started to call. Then my whole motherfucking high started to fall. Cause you started tripping on me when you was in the crib sleep. But you don't even need to get started at all. You know I'm in the VIP looking at all this ass and I finna leave. I finna cut you as soon as I'm out. But you steady yada yada with the motherfucking drama. Girl, shut up, what the fuck is you talking about?
You keep on talking all that shit off on your two-way. And your phone, phone, girl, but then I get you home. You and I alone. In the house is A, in the bed is I, bathroom is O, in the kitchen is you. When I get home, you and I alone.
Hey, girl, don't you worry about me falling asleep, girl, it's early. Kiss you up from your head to feet. Don't you worry, my appetite is nothing sweet and nothing can curve it. I grab you like we don't have all night, even though it's early.
Tripping on me when I go to the mall. Tripping on me when I go to the club. Tripping on me when I kick it with my boys. You be tripping on me when I'm on a tour bus. You don't trip when I get you gone. You don't trip when I get you chrome. You be tripping when I'm away from you, but I bet you don't trip when I get you home.
Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home, home. Wanna get you home.
Shit off on your two-way and your phone, girl, but when I get you home, you and I alone, in the house is A, in the bed is
The most ice. I say we the
hottest. You've been saying all night long that you couldn't make me call. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it, see about it. Let me see, let me see. I can't wait to get you home. Talk to the game, man. Come on, tell them about what you gonna do to me. Talk about it, see about it.
Every time he do that, it sounds like that nigga got a chicken bone tartin' and stowed and he trying to cough it up. What's going on, everybody? Got your boy up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's 54 degrees outside. It's raining like it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? 22 inches of snow in Denver, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm glad I stay in Vegas because there is no way I could be dealing with some fucking snow right about now. It is not in me to deal with snow right now. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all, you know, we've been going over some weird-ass news this morning. It's Friday, weird-ass Friday. So we've been going over some weird-ass motherfucking news this morning, you know what I'm saying, and everything. What else we got going on? Check this out. I told you yesterday that they didn't let this fucking George Zimmerman is out. You know what I'm saying? They should have left that rat bastard up under the jail when he got when he should have got convicted for the murder for Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? But no, his funky ass is still out and everything. You know what I mean? And right now, his girlfriend talks about Zimmerman's girlfriend describes decaying relationship. An alleged attack. Yeah, he attacked your ass. I'm pretty sure he did. He's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's what white folks do. They go crazy and they attack one another. You know what I'm saying? That's what they need to make up a show. They need to make up a show. We got all these other reality shows when such and such attacks, when a nature strikes back. They should make a show called When White Folks Attack. You know what I'm saying? Because white folks are always plotting to kill somebody and go and get a contract on you and all that shit. Don't no black person do no shit like that. If a black person don't like you, they go come after you they damn self. Black person go get a butcher knife or some shit or a straight razor and cut your ass. They'd rather see you bleed than to sit there and deal with your ass. You know what I'm saying? It says, George Zimmerman has been depressed and lashing out over the past few months at his girlfriend, fears for her life. That's what Samantha, whatever the fuck her last name is, and her mother, Hope Mason, have been telling WKMG over the past 3 weeks in exclusive interviews posted Wednesday. See, this is what I'm saying. White folks been hollering for help for 3 weeks, 6 months. Don't nobody hear nothing in this, that, and the other. A sister, she gonna pack her shit and get the fuck up out of there. She, fuck that. If ain't nobody gonna help me, I am the fuck up out. You can do this shit by your damn self. It says, yet the, it says, yes, she claims we're published just days after his girlfriend called 911 from her Florida home to report that Zimmerman was pointing a shotgun at her face and ultimately pushed her outside. Okay, so here goes somebody else with another shotgun pointed at somebody's face. I guess he's going to say, oops, it just went off again in this woman's face. Well, you should have had, like I said, you should have locked that rat bastard up when you had the chance. But nah, y'all wouldn't let him go free because we can help him. We can rehabilitate him. You can't rehabilitate shit. When a motherfucker is crazy, he's going to always be crazy. So listen, we about to go to our phone lines right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of calls trying to come in right now. You know what I'm saying? I think my girl Tara is on the phone. She's about to bring us the unheard nigga news that goes on around the world that we don't get. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if this is her. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man. Wake your ass up, morning show. Who is this?
What up, Fat Man? It's Tyra.
See, there you go with that shit. You about to give me the wrong damn name, ain't you?
I was finna call myself Illa, so somebody forget who I am.
You was about to tell me you somebody totally different. See, there we go with that shit.
I had to remember who I was today.
Shit, what's going on with you this morning, sweetie?
I got to break this down, and it's probably going to piss people off, but that's what I do for a living.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
What we identify ourselves with and what we call ourselves is one of the roots of the condition that we're in. I want you to look at the word black, and you take the B and move it all over one. That's B-lack. And you put an E in front of that, B-lack. And when you put an N in between them, that means B in lack. Now, there's spells in the spelling. When you say something, it generates an energy force in the earth that makes a condition exist. It's just like when you see the people talking about abracadabra and all that other stuff, hocus pocus. They make it look like a fairy tale, but it's real. The reason that black people were identified and labeled as the word black is by this man named Johann Blumenbach. And he felt that white boys or European boys were prettier than Negro boys, than Ethiopian boys. So he broke the races down into five categories, which were based on a crayon. B because he felt that they were better than us, so they named us black or dark or something scary. So then you have the word where people call themselves Moors. It's a popular thing where people are calling themselves Moors. What they don't know is that the Moors were the ones who were transporting the slaves to America. They came over here and they took some of the Native Indians and they transported them around the world to sell them into slavery. Now, that's called for a ship. Now, Moor is from the Greek word mavro, which means black or dark. So, grand fuckery going on that we're not even aware of. And how we call Africa Africa, that's not Africa's name. That's a Greek term, which means land without coal. The opposite of it is Africus and Afrique. Afrique means land without coal. The reason it's called Africa now is because a man named Scipio Africanus came, and he conquered parts of Africa, and he named himself, it's a dispute, I haven't figured out yet, if he named himself after Africa, if they named Africa after him. But everything that we call ourselves is rooted in fucking Greek fuckery and slavery. Now, there's a word called niggas, N-E-G-U-S. And it is the Ethiopian word for king or those who rule. There's also a word in Sanskrit called nagas, which means shining serpent or serpentile being. So when you put it all together and you look at the big picture of slavery, they used the word nigger when they would do what they did or slay a beat or whip or whatever they was doing. They used the word nigger to put that fear of that word in our in their minds. Now, when you look at it, the word niggas means king, or it means the one who reigns, or one who rules, a ruler. So they made us afraid of the word nigger, just like they made us afraid, made the Jews afraid of the swastika. You know what I'm saying? It's some grand fuckery. What we define ourselves as and what we say and what we think is creating our reality. They're vibrational frequencies that has black, that has niggas bound to being in lack, to being less than, you know? And then I'm going to break this down to you. There's some words in Greek, in Roman literature. The first word I'm going to give you is pussio. And the word that we use as pussy actually means tender young boy. The word infamy means to be infamous, meaning submitting to the world, submitting to the will of another man sexually. So when niggas say they want to be famous, they don't even know what it means. They don't know the root of it. Also, it's a word called pure, which is of slave boy. And the reason they call niggas boys is because they were looking at them as slaves or lesser creatures, allowing them to be able to have sex with them as they felt. Because in Roman law, which we're still under, it was legal. If a person was looked at as three-fifths, that's why they tell us we're three-fifths of they've made that law that we're three-fifths of a human, and they called us boy because state that they want to keep us in so they can keep fucking us. Maybe not physically, but economically, financially, all that. They signed this thing called the Negro Act in 1740, and it made it illegal for any black person, any nigger, to be gathering groups, educate themselves, or own any property. And because we're still under Roman law, because you look at it, look, dig this. Jupiter was the king of the gods in Rome. Okay. Jupiter's throne was at Capitol Hill, and his symbol was an eagle. Now, if it looked like a duck, smell like, walk like a duck, it's a duck.
Right.
We live under Roman law, and we don't even know it. That's why they get to do with us that we do. And until we take, like I said yesterday, take these kids and teach them to be something more than a rapper or a basketball player. We need congressmen. We need lawyers. We need scientists. All that. It has to change. What we do in our community is going to affect the rest of the world. We have to change. We have to change what we think. We have to change what we say about each other. We have to change what we put into the universe. We have to change the vibrational frequencies of what we do, or nothing's going to change. You know? So that was my rant for the morning. Oh, wait.
Okay.
I got to say this.
The reason that
Moors think that they have sovereignty is based on something called the Treaty of Tripoli. And the Treaty of Tripoli guaranteed any dark-complected person any melanated person could come to this country and travel back and forth frequently under the governorship of the Sultan of Morocco. So if you ain't under the Sultan of Morocco, you're not classified as sovereign. They broke the treaty, and it was bound to that they could, the United States could not attack a Muslim country. When the towers blew up, when they blew up the towers, it canceled all that out, and they were able to attack a Muslim country. Because you notice in the 70s, when the Muslims and the Arabs was doing what they were doing, hijacking planes, America never went over there and kicked their country over.
Right, okay.
They blew up the World Trade. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's deeper than the human eye can see. You got to look behind these layers. We got to cut these layers back and find the root of these words and find out what everything actually really means. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, in other words, like you've been, in other words, in the famous words of Malcolm X, we're still being bamboozled and run amok, if we can say that.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So then that goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. You want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
Yeah. Do you know the word Eve, the biblical Eve, actually translated in Arabic to slave and serpent? So the woman is demonized from the womb. As soon as a woman get here, she's automatically looked at and viewed upon this lesser creature or this lesser being. And the words that they tie her to, the word for Eve in Arabic is ABD, and it means slave. And the Hebrew word for Eve means is huta, and it means serpent. So when they say Eve was beguiled by the serpent, it's trickery. The serpent is the kundalini energy in your body, and when you wake up the kundalini energy in your body, it's called the serpentile, and it moves through through your chakras to your third eye. That means you come into an awareness of your own surroundings. So they demonize this to keep people from awakening and knowing that they're creating their own reality based on what they think and what they say. You ever the term talk somebody up?
Right.
You'll be talking about somebody in there, and they'll just pop up.
Right.
You're creating that. Everything we think and everything we say is creating a reality in this realm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, then you just mentioned something that I know that I've heard a couple of times from from people in the spiritual realm, from Muslims, things like that, and that's the third eye. They say it's a certain way you have to acquire this third eye. Everybody don't have it. Everybody has it, but don't know how to tap into it and acquire it. Explain
you
that
know
to
why?
Us, sweetie, because I remember you making a post about the third eye. I remember you making a post about the third eye and it being on the back of the dollar bill. You was explaining that. Explain that.
The third eye is a concept from Buddhism, and they will make Buddha look like he pink, blue, red, green, but when you look at his hair, it's always nappy. He was a black person.
Okay.
He was a nigga.
Okay.
But religion is not going to let you see that. They're not going to let you see that because Buddha took the middle path. He said, I'm not going to start, I'm not going to be super holy, and I'm not going to be super evil. I'm going to stand in the middle and do what I need to do for the next person. That's what it's about.
All right.
And Buddha came 500 years before Jesus, any Muhammad, anybody. But they keep black people away from that knowledge because they know if black people embrace the science of Buddhism, our whole perception of our reality would change. The third eye is directed towards the pineal gland and the amygdala in the brain. And that's just the chakras, it's seven chakras, energy centers in your body. And in medicine, they call them the endocrine system. And there's seven energy centers in your body, and once you start to awaken them, you can be able to create your own reality based on what you think. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What you think
right.
is create everything, and that's the activation of the third eye. You know, it's deep,
wow.
but it's all in Buddhism. They try so hard to keep us away from it. They'd be like, oh, Buddha's the little fat man that, you know, that's got the belly.
Yeah, that you rub his belly and make a wish and all that shit. And
that's not Buddha.
You know, you stick incense in him and shit, and he's supposed to bring you good luck and all of that
that's
shit. That's the wrong motherfucker, huh?
That's not who Buddha is. That is called a Bodhi. Buddha was, his name was Gautama Shakyamuni. He was Siddhartha Gautama from the Shakyamuni tribe, and he was rich. And his father tried to keep him from seeing any suffering. When he would go out, his father would clean up the streets and just, you know, it's how you have them sheltered kids. And then when they go out into the world and see the real world, they don't know what to do.
Right.
And that's what he did. He cut his family off, and he went and he sought the truth, and he sat on a tree and he meditated, and he realized that all this shit is impermanent. Everything you see is going to fade away, so why be attached to it? We are attached to desires, we are attached to things, and those are the things that keep us bound. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And the word love comes from the Sanskrit word of love, L-U-B-H, and it means desire or wanting or longing. You know what I mean? There's
right.
passion and there's compassion. Passion is love. Compassion is being willing to extend yourself to assist the next person. If that's no more than thinking something good about somebody, that's compassion. You don't have to physically go out and try to save the world and help everybody, and I got to do this. No, just think something good about somebody. Think something, say something good. Wish somebody the best. That's compassion. It's not hard.
So actually, we got things backwards then.
Yes. But that's because that's how they made it when they brought us over here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give you the catalyst to this. In Africa, in India, where Buddha was from, they had a case system. They have the same case system in Africa because Africa and India are tied together. They have a case system. And in Africa, the reason that slavery happened is because of the African case system and Africans hating on other Africans. They didn't like you because they wouldn't like a person because they had less than them. So they sold them on the slave block to the Europeans. Now, the Africans from Africa, Nigeria, told me this. Two or three different ones.
Wow.
Niggas created slavery. Niggas started slavery. It's karma. It's karma because we still do it. A nigga will sell you out so fast, you can't even turn around and blink, and it'll be the nigga sitting right next to you that you grew up with all your life. That shit is deep-rooted.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back over there. Still doing it. They still have a case system. It's still people over there that believe another person is lower than them based on what they have.
Right,
the Europeans
right.
take nobody. They mislead and they tie us to Africa so they can tie us to slavery. Like I said yesterday, we are indigenous to the whole planet. But they tie us to Africa to keep us bound to the concept that we were slaves. That's not the truth. That they enslaved us, that's not the truth. We enslaved ourselves. And when the tribes got so weak, they were able to come in and conquer. But it wasn't always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did it themselves.
Wow.
And it blew my mind when I found out, and it kind of pissed me off.
Right.
But then when I look at it, I can see it. You
well,
know what I mean?
What
it ain't about...
What type of books should people be reading now to get this type of knowledge?
You know what? And people talk that mess about Wikipedia, but I fuck with it. Because Wikipedia, you can take one word, and you can go to another word, and you can go to another word, and slowly it will all unfold.
Oh, okay. So now we're back to the same. And everything that we've been talking about for the last 2 days kind of goes in the same circle. I know yesterday we were talking about getting your knowledge, making sure that we teach our children the better way, you know, it's not always the right way, it's the better way and everything like that. But everything makes a 360-degree turn back into getting your being educated, being aware of what's going on, doing your research and asking questions, uncovering things and asking questions.
Yes. Ask questions. Ask everybody. I'm going to tell you, I asked a pastor one time. I was like 9 years old, so probably between 7 and 9, and I asked him, what came first, the dinosaurs or Adam and Eve? And he went behind a door, and that was in 1977, and I haven't seen him since because he didn't have an answer. I was reading encyclopedias and mythology, and I was going to church and reading the Bible, and it was not adding up. You know what I mean? Because America, this Americanized system, this Negro Act, which keeps Negroes from the ability to learn, read everything, pick up a book and read it, turn that TV off, pick up a book and read it, study history from them. Study what they say. You know, we have such an aversion to them and all their knowledge. Everything is hidden in their books. Do you know there's something called the Mithras Liturgy? Wait a minute, let me break this down. Do you know that King James has his books, the man who wrote the Bible has books that are, he has poems venerating Lucifer. He has poems venerating Isis. He has a book called Demonology. It's deep, dude.
Wow.
It's deep. It's deep.
Listen, everybody, if you're just tuning in, this is my girl, Tara Tara. Y'all can find her on Facebook. You know, she brings
don't
us
send me
the
no
morning.
Hate mail.
She brings us the morning nigga news, and we don't mean that to be disrespectful. We mean nigga news as far as putting us up on news that we don't get every day. This is the news that they're not going to televise. This is the news that they're not going to show us and talk to us about the revolution. We talk about black history. We talk about our history. We talk about our history so she can put us up and make us more aware of what's going on. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on in the government today and things like that. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make us think and brainwash us that our president is the second coming. Our president is the
they do that with every
president. You know what I'm saying?
They do that with
everything like that.
I have to laugh at least 4 or 5 presidents, and they say that about every single president is the Antichrist. But I tell you what, Barack Obama is kin to all 44 of them. Yeah, and Barack Obama's grandfather was great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was the first man deemed a lifetime servitude in America because he was married to a white woman.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all hit Tara up on Facebook. And it said the other Tara, we will make sure, sweetie, you make sure you get back with us Monday morning to bring us more nigga news and everything like that. You take that information and post it up on my wall so we can keep our people in the loop and keep our people aware of what's going on. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on, and I see that you come on every morning and you clear up the smoke. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I really appreciate you coming on and this, that, and the other, because I'm going to keep it 600 with everybody. The reason why I bring her on the show is because I learn myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything. Y'all hear me get on this show and I talk about a lot of stuff and this, that, and the other. That's because I've done my research. I don't talk about nobody, and I don't speak on anything unless I just sat here and done my research
and
I know what I'm talking about.
That's what it's about. Don't believe shit nobody say. A dog that'll bring a bone to carry a bone.
Exactly. Amen. So this is the reason why we have Tara come on here and speak to us, because I noticed she speaks to us through a social site, and it goes over everybody's head and everything like that. She may get a few people that'll comment on it. She may get a few people that'll hit the like button, but a few people are looking at it as, oh, there go Tara, she ranting again. I've seen her post more information and more pertinent information that we need that people look over. And I sit there and I read that, and it's a lot of times I'll make comments on her posts and go, damn, Tara, that's deep as hell. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Just to let her know that, no, sweetie, I'm sitting here and I'm reading this. You know, like they say, if you want to keep something from a nigga, you put it in a book. So
but that's all right,
because
it ain't about looking in books no more. It's about being on the book.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You know,
Facebook,
she's taking it out of the book. She's taking it out of the book, putting it on a social site so everybody can read and they can absorb this knowledge. You have to have a thirst for knowledge. It's only a few people that got a thirst for knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So, sweetie, I appreciate you coming on the show and everything. You have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and I will definitely be speaking with you Monday, okay? Say what?
I said go rest that voice.
Yes, you're right. I am. You are definitely right, sweetie. I love you, and I will talk to you Monday, babe.
Holla black.
All right, then, that's what's up. That's my girl, Tara, y'all. Big shout-out to her. You know what I'm saying? She keeps us up on our black history. I mean, she keeps us up on our black history. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, I love speaking with her every morning. because she, you know, she makes you think. You know what I'm saying? She makes you say, really? I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things going on out here, y'all, that the government is hiding from us, that your local news is hiding from you. So we need people like Tara to come on our show and enlighten us. That's a form of opening up our eyes. That's a form of wake your ass up in the morning. That's what that form is. It just comes in a different way. You know what I'm saying? So we got to learn how to embrace that. We got to learn how to listen. We got to learn how to hush and open up our ears and listen. You know what I'm saying? She's staying in her lane. She's being a woman with, I wouldn't say a woman with issues. I would say a woman with concerns. And she's not afraid to do her research. She's not afraid to let her black man know that he is her king and she is his queen. That's what I'm talking about. Black women need to educate our black men. Us as black men, we do not know everything. We are black men. We react a certain way. We express ourselves a certain way. We are all not the same. Every black man is a different individual. So let your past be the past if you've been dealing with fucked up, whack-ass black men. And the same thing with black men. If you've been dealing with fucked up, whack-ass black women, let that shit go. It's time to move towards the future. Everybody is not against you. Everybody is not trying to hurt you. Everybody is just trying to share their knowledge with you. A person that stands beside you when everybody else turned their back on you, and the person that usually turns their back on you is family, someone that's been close to you, someone that you've been knowing for a long period of time. It's never the person that you just met that's into you, that's trying to love you, that's trying to be there for you. All I got to do, and to sum that up, I'm going to say this. Girl, Tara, you are definitely, definitely my ninja. You got to say that up in the word. This goes out to all my niggas out here.
Said that I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my motherfucking nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the L?
Don't matter.
Don't say it. I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
My nigga got weight. My nigga frontin' me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, and my nigga get a plate. Hey, I'm still here in Lex, my nigga. My knock nigga shit, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in, they tryna leave my nigga. My niggas, I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas, let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, unless I'm with
my nigga. She told me the other day, she said, I'm going to start getting y'all drunk in the morning and everything, and I'd be damned if that ain't what she did. She calls in, and she always has a humdinger to make you say, really? You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my girl, Tyler, because I learn something new from that woman every day. That's what I be trying to tell y'all, brothers. It's good to have a woman in your corner. A black man can't be successful unless he has a good black woman in his corner. Now, I'm not knocking color and I'm not knocking race and everything or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But the way I was raised and where I come from and what I seen when I was growing up, whenever I seen a successful black man, it was always a black woman standing behind me, a black woman that patted him on the back, a black woman that gave him an attaboy. You know what I'm saying? And, baby, you could do this. This is one thing that me and Tyra used to talk about. You got that man that you come in every day, and he's sitting there playing that PlayStation game. And all y'all do is argue and fuss back and forth because the woman feels that the man's been sitting there all day playing PlayStation, ain't doing shit, smoking weed, and everything of that nature. So I asked my black sisters to do this. Let's try some reverse psychology for a little bit. Instead of coming in and fussing and arguing with that black man and putting that black man down and telling him how much he ain't gonna be shit, how much he ain't shit, he ain't gonna never amount up to shit. Y'all women don't know how much we heard that shit from our own mothers growing up because of our fathers weren't around and things like that. And when someone's not around, they take it out on the next person. I was one of them children that growed up, and I loved my mother to death, but it was times when she was fed up, and she let me know that I wasn't going to mount up to shit and things like that because she was fed up with me and my antics. Sometimes, lady, you got to come in and you got to motivate your man. You got to tell your man, baby, you can do it. I believe in you. You just don't know how far that goes and how strong those words are. Baby, I believe in you. You can do it. Got to start putting the black man down all the fucking time. Give the black man his due. Let that black man be a black man. Ladies, if it's you and your man in the house, ladies, you are not supposed to wear the pants and the dress too. If your man is there being a man, let that man be a man in his house, in that household. If you got a man that wears a dress like you do, and sits on the toilet like you do, then you don't need that motherfucker. Because he going to come up with more periods and menstruation problems and menstrual problems than you are. We just keep it at 600 today, you know what I'm saying, on Friday out here. On the Fat Man, wake your ass up morning show and everything, you know what I'm saying. I think I got my man Kenny Black. He's calling in with the good news of the morning, you know what I'm saying, to get his point of view on what's going on in the industry and in our neighborhoods and everything like that. Yo, you got your boy Fat Man over here waking your ass up in the morning. Who is this?
This is Kenny Blizzak.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? You was real deep. I thought you had a motherfucking camera in my house talking about me and my girl, man, the way you was talking about that shit did, right? Like, if this nigga got a camera talking about, what the hell is going on?
No, man,
and if she came
no,
in
man.
And said that shit, man, I would just fucking run out the house because something ain't right. She must have got a love or something ain't right. She come here and say, nigga, good job. You can do it, nigga. I'll run out the house.
You running out the house. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's that Jedi mind trick. You know what I'm saying? We gotta remember the Jedi mind trick. And shit, some of these brothers, you got to use the Jedi mind trick on and everything to get them to do what they've been doing. But I know you've been listening, Kenny, and everything. What you think about Tara with the nigga news this morning? Well, how you feel about that? What's your point?
You know what? You gotta put me update on it because I just, you know, my phone and my electric bill and all that stuff came to a halt for about 20 minutes,
okay.
So I had to, you know.
All right, please. You had to reboot your system, huh? Okay.
No, I had to go get the generator and shit. I'm running my shit off the generator this morning.
Okay. Well, man, look, Tyler called in this morning and she was putting everybody up on game of a lot of terms that we've been misusing, like Buddha and love and you know, certain things. I mean, you really had to hear it because she was kind of breaking it down, you know, from the Swahili meaning, you know what I'm saying, of what it is and everything like that. It's still the same thing. Still the same thing that we've been talking about. We're still being bamboozled by the government. The government is giving us smoke and mirrors. They're saying one thing, but they're doing another. But they're not allowing us to educate ourselves. And I can't even go that far to say that the government is not allowing us to educate ourselves. We're not allowing our own selves to educate our own selves because we're too busy taking that next man's word for it. We're too busy taking, old girl, because she told me she seen this on Facebook, and we're too busy taking her word for it and everything like that. Same saying, if you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. But it's just that now, government is blatantly telling us that you don't fucking exist. They've always been telling us that we never fucking existed. It's just that now we got people like yourself and like Tara that will sit back and do that research and go, hey, look at this. Look what I found. Check this out. So are you trying to say that? So my question to you is, are black people, black men, black women becoming afraid of the truth?
You know what? I think we are. I think in a whole we are afraid of the truth because it's the same thing that our mothers and fathers was telling us back in the days. But we're not, you know, like the first thing we say, oh, mama, I wouldn't have been no motherfucking slave. I'd have been, they'd have had to kill me back then. You're a motherfucking liar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't know what went on back in them days, so now we can see it blatantly, but it's just hidden. It's in our businesses. It's in our communications. It's in everywhere. So, you know, we don't, as black men, women, and urban America, even the Mexicans is involved in this, if we don't start looking up and just realizing what's really going on with the government and how they're still trying to make us slaves, but modern-day mm-hmm. slavery, you better just wake up because everything is. Now, I'm going to put you guys on game. You know what Facebook did? They took all our fucking email addresses and everything. They violated so many SEC rules and everything, but they made enough money to pay the crooks. Now, didn't you see the thing in Washington where Washington built this big-ass building with a bunch of servers there? Facebook sold that shit to them. So now, once again, the government got all our movements. The Social Security card was the first, and this is the second, email addresses. That's how you can't go get a job. The first thing they ask you, what's your email address? And they looking on your Facebook, and we still, as dumbasses, don't realize this, and we still got our black people smoking weed on the Facebook, showing how much money they get, all naked on the Facebook. Fuck no, you youngsters, you ain't going to get no job. You see what the government has did? They allowed this to happen. Anybody can have a Facebook account.
Tara said that we're dealing, that the government is teaching us a lot of truth and misplaced emotions, and she's saying that Facebook is a CIA program.
And I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it.
You know what I mean?
Somebody
made a post the other day that said, the feds ain't watching, you niggas is snitching.
Well, you know, if you could tell by the television shows and all the stuff that's on the air, we got a lot of snitches in the world, you know what I mean? Because if they can make something like The Wire, you remember the show The Wire with HBO? Somebody had
right.
to snitch on that shit. How the motherfuckers know everything? That was the real shit in Baltimore. That's what really goes on in Baltimore. So you had to sit back and have somebody either from your hood or somebody who's been involved with that show how that went down. Because these writers and these white folks, y'all don't know how the hood really goes down.
Right.
Y'all don't know.
Right.
They don't
right.
know. So, yes, somebody in everybody's hood is snitching. You just got to be aware of the fact. It's that. Now, if me and you was in a bank robbery and they say, I'm going to give you 70 fucking years. And you didn't
right.
get caught, and I got caught, and they said, well, give us your buddy, and I'll give you five. What would you do?
Yeah.
What would you really do if you're faced with that hardcore news like that? What would you do? And most of these people don't understand. People are those in that situation. So you got to be careful who you doing business with. So it goes back to black people, urban people. We got to think about all of our movement. We just can't move with emotions. When we move with emotions, somebody end up dead or something. So just make your moves strategically, and, you know, and make good moves, and learn our history. Learn what they've done. Learn what they're doing now. Learn why we ain't got shit. Because if we don't learn why, then there won't be no us, or there won't be no future if we don't learn why it happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know everything about technology and what they're doing because I learned 20 years ago. It's things I can't even say on this internet because they probably close us down. The FBI be in my house with them fucking hoods on, and they can't come in here because I'm smoking right now. So the motherfucker, wake up, you motherfuckers! Wake up!
Yeah, you're right.
Wake up,
you motherfuckers! You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that you know, I just went and seen the movie Gravity the other day, and everybody was so busy, fascinated and wow, look at the satellites and this and the other and everything. And I made a statement in the movie theater. It was like, that's how the fuck they watching everybody. You see all the fucking satellites out in the fucking outer space and shit like that. And people don't know that because by the time those satellites fall from outer space, they're disintegrated before they even hit the Earth's atmosphere. So this is a form of getting rid of the evidence before you even know what the hell is going on. You know what I'm saying? And everything. I mean, it's a lot of shit floating around in outer space that we don't know about. It is the reason why you hear about a lot of this shit. You wonder how people know what's going on. You wonder why people are making songs like, you know, I'm going to be fresh as hell because the fans is watching.
Yeah, they watching, they listening, they looking. And for you dumbasses that went and got the new TVs with that camera on it, do you know the motherfuckers, if you don't shut them up and unplug it, the motherfuckers watching all your movements in your houses? All your movements. Because it's just like the cell phone. You cannot shut off the cell phone. You got to, you know, replace the battery. They can still turn it off and on. Come on, America, technology is a motherfucker. We got to just think about what we're doing. You know, B, I ain't knocking no criminal. I ain't knocking nobody. I ain't knocking no street dude, but do it wisely. You know, and just move in a way that you be cautious and make sure that you're safety and make sure your family's good. That's all I can say, you know.
That's what's up. Well, listen, y'all, this is my man, Kenny Black, calling us this morning, giving us the good news and the good report, you know what I'm saying? And he tried to let y'all know, y'all be careful because the feds is watching, you know what I'm saying? The fans is watching. So, shout out to my man Kenny Black and everything, man. What's going on for this weekend?
Hey, wait, and I gotta say one more thing. It's raining out in Las Vegas, so all you dried up ass motherfuckers, dope heads, crackheads, y'all need to go outside, walk in the rain, get some rain in your life, man, because y'all looking drier than the motherfuckers out here. Get some lotion out, some lips and shit. Go get some fresh air, man. God is crying on y'all, man. Go get some of the fries, man. Get your ass out them boxes on the side of the road, motherfuckers. Get
Yo, man, that's my man, Kitty Black. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. Y'all hit him up, Kitty Black, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got any questions, answers, or anything, y'all make sure y'all hit him. Hit my girl, Tara. Tara, man, I appreciate you calling in and putting us up on game this morning and every morning, man.
Man, it's all love, man. It's all love, Fat Man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I'll be in touch with you later on, my bro. All
right, man, let's get out and do something this weekend, man.
Without a doubt, my nigga, we go get out and do something. I holler
all
at
right.
you, man. Big time. And everything.
All right,
yeah, that was my man, Kitty Black, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Fade to Black. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to him. He's always calling in and keeping it 600. You know what I'm saying? I just got this breaking news across my damn computer. It says Denver pot business rated ahead of legal sales, okay? In Denver, federal agents raided an unknown number of marijuana dispensaries. Uh-oh, D, look like you won't be waking and baking no more, player. Raided a number of marijuana dispensaries and growing sites on Thursday in Colorado, confiscating piles of marijuana plants and cartons of cannabis-infused drinks just weeks before the state allows sellers of recreational marijuana to open their doors. You got to be fucking kidding me. So they went and raided everybody that's selling trees right now, I guess, medical marijuana before it is legally allowed to be sold. So they like, we're going to round up this shit before they can really sell this shit so we can incarcerate motherfuckers. That's what we're talking about. The feds is watching, you know what I'm saying? The action appears to send a message to the federal authorities would be keeping a close watch on the industry as the state law legalizes pot is implemented. Oh, wow, they need to shit. Las Vegas really needs to look at that law because everybody running around here hollering about taxes, hollering about you know, we need to increase this and this, that, and the other. There's more people running around here smoking weed than a little bit. I say put a tax on that shit and let the man at the smoke shop sell that shit because I'm tired of these neighborhood pharmaceutical motherfuckers talking about they want to give me a gram of kush or that's 1.5 for $10. Motherfucker, please. I smokes, nigga. How the fuck, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Have you ever went and bought some weed and the play was so small? You was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to snort this shit? I don't snort weed, nigga. This ain't fucking cocaine. This is weed, nigga. You going to give me a thumbnail and tell me that's a blunt. Nigga, I'm an old school motherfucker, nigga. I still roll up my weed in motherfucking zigzags, nigga. Y'all smoking these blunts and shit like that and everything. You know what I'm saying? But here's a state that's legalizing fucking marijuana. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And then on top of that, in Arizona this morning, this dumbass gets raided by the police, and they smell marijuana coming out of his house. This dumb motherfucker tries to flush 4 pounds of marijuana kush down the toilet. I don't know what the fuck is going on with y'all. It's people starving in Ethiopia. And it's people out here in Las Vegas, Nevada that's starving for weed. Ain't this by the bitch? They season up all the weed. I told y'all yesterday, a truck coming from Phoenix, Arizona, got pulled over. 10 tons of kush marijuana. It's going to be dry as fuck out here this weekend. I'm kind of pissed off. and shit like that there, because, you know, fucking with these neighborhood motherfuckers just pissed me off and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I had a nigga call me about some shit one time and everything. I can just imagine how that phone call would go if a joker left his trees or some shit or this, that, and the other. Or I can just imagine how that phone call went when they raided all these dispensaries out there and they got the marijuana and got my man's weed. He came back and found out his weed was gone. I guess that call kind of probably went like this.
Thanks for calling the car wash. It's LaRue. What's up?
Hey, what up, dog? Hey, this AJ, dog. I had bought my Cadillac down there, dog. It was a 2001 Seville. I had got the premium car wash, dog. Only thing I complained about, dog, is some stuff missing out of my car, dog. Man, it seemed like, dog, my girl upset. You know what I'm saying?
So what's missing out of your car, dude?
Dog, I had a scale in there, dog. I had a dime bag of weed. Some
stuff. Yeah, what in there, man?
A scale, my d***.
Listen, my dude, we don't do d*** like that, so
dog,
what's up?
Dog. I had some simple, I had two packs of silver sweets in there, dog.
What you talking about, dude?
Dog, then I had some leftover Benihanas in there, dog. Man, I took my good to Benihana. That were all the drugs.
My d***, we ain't got
dog,
nothing
dog,
to do with what's left in
dog,
your car.
All,
what's in your car is your responsibility
dog,
for the
dog,
d*** it out when
dog,
you get in there, then.
Dog.
What?
All
listen, at my car wash,
there,
my brother, we don't do shit like that.
No, I came and I had to my girl in there.
In your car. You
my girl
out when
asked
you get
me
out the car, man.
Well, her leftover Benihana said, we talking. I'm like, woo, 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 dog. I had got like some fried rice, dog, some shrimp. My girl ain't never had lobster before, dog. She was going
to
warm that up.
Girl, your
my
fried
girl
rice
gonna eat
and
that.
All that other bull that you be carrying.
Dog, my girl
car,
gonna
my
eat that while
so
she
you calling here to my business and trying to.
Dog, two boxes Swiffer Sweets, dog?
It ain't in my business right here to be taking from people's car, my dude, all right?
Only thing I need you to do, dog, man to man, and this
what's
ain't
up?
No, this ain't no threat. I'm just hollering at you. Woo-woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo, woo, woo. I'm just
what?
Dog. I just
what?
Need y'all to replace my scale, my dime bag of weed, my Swiffer Sweets, and dog,
my dude,
over
my
that
dude,
Benihana,
my
dog.
Dude, my
dog.
Dude.
I'm look, I break it down this. I break it down this, dog.
And
dog.
Woo, 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 and wah, 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 and
dog.
Roger,
dog.
Ass
dog. Can I
road.
Break it down
like
to this?
Dude.
Dog, where my weed at? My Swiffer Sweets, dog.
Maybe some of your grandma's wig. Yeah, go find out where that is.
Do your grandma still work for the Census Bureau?
Bring your back up in here again and see what happens. I'm going to wax your ass instead of your wheels.
How long are you going to be up
bring
there?
Your car, roll up in here and see what happens, my dude.
I heard y'all be washing cars with shampoo anyway.
That Pantene that your ma use on your ass.
I heard Cheryl Underwood be selling stolen purses in your car wash.
Krispy Kreme, so what you got?
I heard yesterday y'all ran out of water.
Run your ass through my car wash.
On the mail, I'm cutting all
what
y'all. I'm going to get all y'all water cut off, old punk-ass car wash.
You ain't got
y'all ain't even got the things in the car wash that spin around. Y'all got two scissors in there spinning around real fast with shampoo on them.
Wow, yuck, 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 right. What you got?
Yeah, we'll be up there in 5 minutes.
Standing right here at the gate. Man, get off my phone for that bullshit, yo.
that's my man, Curtis Mayfield. You know what I'm saying? I'm your pusher man. You know what I'm saying? We need a good pusher man out here. Shit, because, man, it's about to get dry than a motherfucker. About to be dry than a motherfucker. But listen, real quick, y'all, before I get up out of here, you know, big shout-out to my man. Big shout-out to my girl, Tara Tara, for calling in. And my man, Kitty Black, for calling in and speaking on the nigger report, the nigger news that we do everything, that we report everything. Once we just basically say the revolution will not be televised, we kind of give you the revolution that's not being televised. We kind of give you the inside of what's going on out in these streets that a lot of people don't hear. This is a form of what we're talking about as far as Facebook and the feds and the CIA watching you. I just found a story that says, and that reads, DTE employee fired after explosive-filled post on Facebook. Okay, we're going to read this because I only got a little time left. It says, an employee of the DTE Energy Company was fired after she made a Facebook post about her job. Rachel Burnett says she was joking and letting off steam in the post. After hundreds of thousands of people lost power after the weekend storm and were calling to complain, DTE says the company has a zero-tolerance policy for the kind of behavior she showed in her post. So they terminated her employment. This is what the post said. This is why the bitch got fired, with a dumbass putting it up on Facebook. This is what we tell you people, you women, you men, stop airing your fucking business out on fucking Facebook all the motherfucking time, because you never know who's watching your ass. And obviously, your employee is watching your ass. This is why my man Kenny Black just told y'all, they're getting to your ass through your email address. How did they get their email address? Through fucking Facebook and all of these social sites that everybody fucking log on to. That's a fucking question on an application now. What's your email address? That's a question that they asked you at the hospital. Do you have an email address? Well, check this shit out. This is what this bitch put on Facebook to get her funky ass fired. The Facebook post read, got to work this morning, and we currently have 275,000 customers without power. White people in Oakland County are bitching right now. They got fucked up, LOL, and don't call me acting a goddamn fool. I will hang up on your ass. I will hang up on your ass. Shit, this has been... this has been your DTE representative service, public service announcement. So this bitch they put on Facebook, 275,000 customers, white people out in Oakland County, got fucked up because they fucked up and their power went out during a hell of a rainstorm the other day. So this bitch goes on Facebook and puts this shit on here on her Facebook wall and says, this has been a DTE representative public service announcement. That's why your motherfucking ass got fired, because you fucking around on Facebook and your motherfucking employer then seen that shit. People, we got to step our game up. You know what I'm saying? We got to be aware of what's going on around us. And then on another note, since we talk about crackheads, since we speaking on crackheads, Lamar Odom's stupid ass goes on, what does he do? I think he goes on Instagram and does his little cracked out rap video, okay? This dumb motherfucker is smoking the pipe and doing his little rap song, and then took the shit, uploaded it, and fucking TMZ has it. And it says right here at the bottom, Lamar Odom, cracked out rap video. I cheated on Khloe Kardashian. What the fuck is going on? You get all of these sports figures and everything, and the first thing they do when they bottom out is they go and they pick up a glass dick and they start sucking on that glass dick. If that's the case, you need to go on down to the red light district and get you some real dick and suck on a dick if that's the case. Black men, we got to step our game up because life is too fucking short and everything, and we can't keep pointing the finger at each other. We can't keep pointing the finger at the white man. The white man ain't putting that glass dick in your mouth. The white man ain't making you go to the store and buy that shit. That's your ass going to the store buying that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess in the honor of Lamar Odom, I'm trying to find the right motherfucking song for this motherfucker and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:57 a.m., coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. This is how we get down. It's the fucking morning show. I want to appreciate and I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in with me. Big shout-out. Let me do my roll call, everybody that's been rolling with me this morning. Big shout-out. We got, of course, my girl Jasmine had already hit me up. She like, boy, you deep this morning. Yeah, I know, and everybody telling me, you need to go fix your damn voice. I know, I'm still hoarse and this, that, and the other. That's why Fat Man ain't gonna say shit for the rest of the day. So big shout out to my girl Jasmine, who's on her way to work. Big shout out to Latisse Jackson. Big shout out to my daughter. Tara said, Public Enemy, Night of the Living Bassheads. You know, I'm talking about bass. You know what I'm saying? I remember that video. They had MC Light in that motherfucker, and she was looking for bassheads. I'm looking for bass heads and everything. Big shout out to Public Enemy and everything like that, because I think before it was all said and done, your boy Flavor Flav turned into a crackhead and everything. You know what I'm saying? So listen, big shout out to my man D Jones, my girl Shorty B, my girl Fancy Furlough, and big shout out to my girl Deborah. I got it going on. Harry Kurt, my man Bo Mania. Of course, my man CEO Kenny Black, my girl Jamika Bingham, Althea Nelson, and Veronica Vega, and of course to my daughter Victoria Pearl, Annalise Mobley. Daddy loves you so much. You know what I'm saying? And I will be there soon because it's turkey time, and Daddy gonna cook you a big ass turkey, and we gonna eat turkey and take a nap and shit and eat food and just enjoy each other. I can't wait to go see my daughter. Hey, y'all, it's been a wonderful show. I thank y'all for riding with me. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up tomorrow for Unsigned Hype Radio live from Las Vegas from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., y'all. Look, peace, love, hair grease, you know what I'm saying, and fried chicken too. I'm out of here, y'all. I love y'all. Keep it 600. Take care of one another. Peace.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Mike Wilmer.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitch love me.
Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no nigga, as long as these bitches love me.